My name is Gulliver. Let me tell you the story of my second voyage to the strange land of Brobdingnag. I had spent the winter in England, but soon became restless. I said farewell to my wife and family to seek my fortune across the sea once more. The wide world waited for me. But sea voyages don't always go to plan. A huge storm blew up, and when it passed, we found ourselves...
Land ahoy!
...at an island.
Food and water. We get what we need and set sail. And men, stay armed.
It was barren and rocky. I set off alone to explore, but I found nothing. When I returned to the beach...
Run!
Back to the boat!
Where are you going?
Get the boat!
The men were already back in the boat, rowing for their lives, and... A huge creature was chasing them. Like a man, but so tall. I can't tell you what happened, for I turned and ran for my life. I ran into a giant field, where I hid under stalks of corn, rising 40 feet into the sky.
What is this place?
I felt sick. Across the field, I saw another man creature, as tall as a church steeple, harvesting the giant corn.
What have we here?
Don't eat me!
He spoke a strange tongue.
Like a little man!
Just then, he scooped me up, close to his face. His breath was foul.
I think the wife would like to see this.
And he tucked me into his coat pocket. How I trembled with fear as he walked back to his house.
Ah! It's a mouse! Get it out of my kitchen!
The farmer's wife was shocked when she saw me, for there I stood on their kitchen table, his whole huge family looking at me.
It's a man! So tiny!
He must be hungry, Mother.
Here, give him some meat.
Oh, thank you!
And they pushed a huge slice of meat my way, with a thimble of ale.
Watch him eat.
Wait, he can eat.
My drinking seemed to amuse them. The ale made me a little bolder, and I did a little dance for them. Perhaps they would treat me well. But just then...
What's that?
A huge baby. That's what it was. Thankfully, the baby soon fell asleep. And so did I. The farmer's daughter tucked me into bed with a handkerchief for a blanket. It was heavy and rough, like the sail of a warship. But I was exhausted.
Good morning, my little man. My name's Glumdalclitch. Glumdalclitch.
Glumdal? Oh, what? Your name? Glumdalclitch?
Oh, he said my name. He's so cute. I'm Glumdalclitch. And you're...
She's asking my name. I'm Gulliver. Gulliver!
The farmer's daughter must have been only 9 or 10 years old and a mere 30 feet tall. She was kind to me and became my closest friend. Over the next days, she taught me their language, which I learned fast. Life was good for a while.
Gulliver, we're going to town. Come here.
To town? Yes, sir, of course.
Don't worry, Gulliver. We're taking you to market so that people can see you. You've become quite famous. Here, I've made this little travelling box.
Why, thank you, Glumdalclitch.
I climbed inside and off we went. The journey was bumpy, like rising and falling in a ship in a great storm. Finally, we came to a rest, somewhere indoors.
Now then, little man, let's see if we can earn ourselves a pretty penny. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the smallest man in Brobdingnag.
And the farmer opened the box. Out I stepped onto a table in a room full of giant people.
Now, Gulliver, show them what you can do.
Good day to you all. I am Gulliver.
Such a tiny little voice. And so I performed for them. I danced and fenced with my sword. I drank another thimble of ale. The crowd loved me.
That's 3 crowns each. Next performance at 6 o'clock. Thank you, madam. Thank you, sir.
And so it went. The next day, we did 3 shows. Then 10 the next. Then 15. I was exhausted, but the farmer kept pushing me. Poor Glumdalclitch tried to stop him, but it was no use.
Father, he can't go on. He must rest today. He'll die.
Well, if he dies, we'll make no more money. Let's make as much as we can first.
I lost my appetite. I feared I would die here, in this strange land, miles from home. Oh, if only I had stayed at home in England, none of this would have happened. But just as I thought all was lost, something wonderful happened. I'll tell you about that next time.